And I know they had talked about a hit for Quaid on that with that interference call. I always thought that was a dead ball. I don't know if that can be granted a hit. I'm not sure
right.
how you marked that. Well, it could be a hit, I suppose.
Carter Phillippe showing bunt on the first pitch from Ethan Vogt, and Carter takes a strike in 0-1. The Malds, one strike. And the pitch to Phillippe is low and away in the count, 1-1. 1-1 the count. No score here, top of the second inning.
That's a hit.
And Phillippe drives this to right field. Coming hard is the Laker right fielder Jaeger to dive to his knees and make the catch for the out.
Hey, Phillippe gave that one a hit, that one right on the button, right at Jaeger in right field. And took a little glance at first base. He was off quite a ways down there.
So a line drive out by Carter Phillippe. Jaeger taking a hit away from him. One out. And here's Reed Voigt. Reed, our player manager, takes a pitch low and outside, 1-1. One oh the count to Reed. The base runner stick, he goes on the play. Here's Campson's throw, and looks to be in time, and it is. Cody Stick is gunned down. He thought he had the base. Says something to the umpire, but the umpire called him out, and so caught stealing is Cody Stick. Two-four on the put out of Stick. Two outs, nobody on for Avon, and the kick, the pitch to Reed Voigt on a 2-0 pitch. That pitch a little low, and 3-0 now to Stick.
Good shot by Shane Campson on the catcher's position there. He threw a strike to second base.
There's a strike called, and Reed had thrown his bat already. And now
he better wipe it off. I think it got a little wet.
Yeah, that was where they were cleaning the field. So Reed back into the box. 3-1 to Voigt. And that's inside, and same bat toss. Reed's going to go to first.
This time he made it over to water.
That's right. So Reed walks on for the Avon Lakers, and two outs, and here comes Carter Holthaus to the plate. Carter had to take those shin protectors off.
So they did rule Quaid's a signal on that interference by Josh Campson. So I would imagine that was a right call, probably. So if you get a hit to the outfield and that runner does interfere with the player,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't really make sense, though, does it?
That still is considered a hit. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. 0-1 the count to Carter Holthaus. That pitch a little bit inside, and the count 1-1 to Holthaus. 1-1 the count. Reed Voigt, not a real big lead at first. Ethan Vogt kicks and delivers, and Carter Holthaus chops it foul at the plate, and the count now 1-2. We've got more baseball coming up here at 1:30 this afternoon. It'll be New Munich and Marble, that game here on KESM. We already know that next Saturday afternoon at 1:30, we'll be covering the Farming and Cold Spring Rocky game. Here's a ground ball to Campson at second. He'll flip to Quaid, who's covering the bag, and 4-6 on the putout of Reed Voigt. That'll do it for the Avon Lakers here in the second. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on base. We have played 1.5. It's Avon nothing and Lake Henry nothing. More baseball coming up here in a minute.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you are looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, we've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, we're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring the best meat to your table. We invite you to try our products and join our growing family of satisfied customers.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation, wishing all the best to the teams in this year's Minnesota Amateur Baseball Tournament. They all worked hard to get to this point. If you can, get out to the games and cheer on your home teams or tune into Chasm for live broadcast. The 2019 Minnesota Amateur Baseball Tournament games are played in Dassel, Delano, and Maple Lake this year. West Central Sanitation is a proud sponsor of the games aired on KASM.
And we're coming up on 20 minutes now, past the hour of 11 o'clock. 65, Nick, that 66 just flipped over as I was speaking. Now 66 degrees, sunshine here in central Minnesota. More baseball action from Maple Lake. It's Randy Rothstein and Don Heinen.
Thank you, Cy. To the bottom of the second inning, we had Nick Dingman, Carter Wessel, and Aaron Savalco ready to grab the lumber and try their luck at Matt Pickelman. Pickelman giving up a couple hits in the first inning. And here's a ground ball to Void at second. O'Reilly up with it over to first, and 4-3 on the putout.
It's a quick out, one pitch. That for us, if you're a pitcher, that's the way you like to see it done.
That'll bring Aaron Savalco to the plate. Aaron had some big hits in the region tournament.
Let's see here. We got Carter Wessel right now.
Oh, excuse me, Carter Wessel. Savalco on deck. Carter Wessel takes the first pitch, a called strike, 0-1.
Aaron, he had a hit around 300 in the regional, so he did his job.
Carter Wessel going to be a senior this fall at Painesville High School. Does a lot of pitching for Lake Henry and got a good left-handed arm on that lineup.
It's going to look very good in, for the Bulldogs this year at Painesville.
0-2 the count. Here's the pitch. That's low and outside for a ball from Pickelman in the count 1-2.
Lake Henry right now coming out of the regionals, a little bit of a hitting slump through the regionals, hitting a little over 200, so they need to get their offense started here. And
here's Wessel going to bloop this down the left field line. That's going to fall in for a base hit. And the third hit off of Matt Pickelman. A one-out single by Carter Wessel.
That was a little chip shot over to third baseman's head. That's just where you want to put it.
Indeed it was. That'll bring Aaron Savalco to the plate. 330, like Don said, down that right field line. The gap at 352. As the pitch to Savalco is low for a ball, 1-0. You get it up in the wind here today with that breeze. Ball might sail out of here.
Actually got four left-handed hitters in his starting lineup for Lake Henry.
Savalco takes high for a ball, and now 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. This is single elimination, the whole Class C tournament, single elimination. So you don't hold nothing back here, at least the first two weekends. And now Carter Wessel just about picked off on a good move by Matt Pickelman.
16 teams will be eliminated this.
That's right.
From Friday night until tonight. And then we'll gain 16 again next week, won't we?
You bet we will. Savalco falls it back and out of play in the count at 2-1. This game gets Red Wing. Correct. Red Wing next week. Red Wing, they've got a lot of history. Some good state tournament teams.
That's a lot of baseball down that Red Wing, Meesville area.
Pitches outside to Savalco in the count 3-1 now. Three balls, one strike.
Next year we're in New Ulm and Springfield state tournaments.
Look forward to going down to that area. I've never been down there. Here's a ground ball by Savalco to Phillippe. He'll flip to second for one. And coming back, Carter didn't get back to first base in time, so no relay was made by Caleb Curry.
Imagine Carter probably had a couple words for Caleb over at shortstop over there. Caleb used to coach in Painesville a little bit. I think I don't know if he was interning in Painesville. I believe he was.
So that brings Grant Ludwig to the plate. Grant, the number 8 hitter for the Lakers, and the pitch of ball, 1-0 to Grant. One-oh the count. There's two outs, one on. Ludwig swings and misses. Strike one, 1-1 the count.
A couple of Friday night games here in the state. New London Spicer defeated Howard Lake Orphans by a score of 2-0 on Friday night. Cold Spring Rockies took on St. Patrick, beat them 4-0, so that'll move the Rockies into play Farming next week.
Ludwig swings over the top of that breaking ball, and the count 1-2 now to the Laker third baseman.
New London Spicer will take on Mora. That'll be in Delano, so will Farming and the Cold Spring Rockies.
Two outs, pick them in ready. The pitch, and fouled to the backstop by Grant Ludwig. Count at 1-2 yet.
Looks like Pickleman's got a pretty good fastball, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. And then you couple that with a
good curveball.
The pitch, and there's that breaking ball over the top again as Ludwig on it, and he strikes out. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one left on base. Two in the books. It's Lake Henry nothing and Avon nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London. Thinking of buying or selling a home? Please contact Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty. With over 40 agents and 9 office locations, we can service all areas to meet your needs. We also specialize in vacant land, commercial, and lake home sales. Please visit www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs.
27 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock. Once again, our temperature reading is at 66 degrees. As we take you back to Maple Lake for more exciting baseball action, it's Randy Rothstein and Don Heinen.
Si, thank you very much. As Matt Meyer leads off the third for the Avon Lakers, a scoreless game. Ethan Boats pitch, one hopper to Grant Ludwig at third. Grant throws it across the diamond, and 5-3 on the putout of Matt Meyer.
One pitch, one out.
You know, and I think a lot of hitters second time through the lineup now, Don, they take a different approach to the at-bat, right?
I think they will, yes. They've seen what Ethan's got now, if they give him a chance to throw more than one pitch. But, I think they do.
Ethan likes to get ahead in the count to the batters, and the hitters probably thinking that's their best pitch to hit is early in the count.
Well, that's what I always kind of thought when I played baseball, too. You know, it was like, why are you waiting mm-hmm. to see if you want to get in the hole 0-2? I always hated that count.
Caleb Curry takes the first pitch for a strike, and now Vogt delivers low and in the dirt, and the count 1-1 to the Avon shortstop. And there's a slider from Ethan, and the count 1-2. One ball, two strikes.
I think our approach was swing hard in case you hit it, right?
There you go. Down the right field line. This one's going to go out of play and foul. The count stays 1-2 to Caleb Curry. Caleb has played some baseball at different levels already, so he knows the routine.
Yes, he does.
The 1-2 pitch, and there's a swing and a miss. A Vogt gets Curry on strikes.
Wow, that was an excellent pitch by Ethan Volk. It looked like the slider, didn't it?
It did. For Ethan, that is his second strikeout today, and it brings Taylor Holthouse to the plate. Now, with Taylor playing in the Stearns County League, he probably got to see Ethan Volk a bunch of times over the years. And the first pitch, too, Taylor, is a strike in 0-1. 0-1 the count. And Holthouse was slapping foul at the plate in the count 0-2. The ball, it's two strikes.
Taylor with some power in that lineup for Avon.
And Vogt delivers outside a ball, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. two outs, no one on for Avon here in the third. And nice stop by Shane Campson, and the count 2-2.
That's a goalie shot, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Covered that ball up with his body.
The 2-2 pitch, and just fouled at the plate, and that got Campson and rolled him around at home plate. Oh, my. Foul ball, and I don't know where Shane got that, but he rolled around in pain immediately.
Carter knew it when he seen him rolling around. He went and picked the ball up and give him some time here to shake that one off.
It's his knee?
I think he got it right off the top here, above the shin guard in the inside.
Right above that knee, and so he's trying to walk it off. Kind of a...
It's a tender spot.
That is. Yes. It is. It's. I mean, you can't wear that shin protector all the way up, but...
Not quite sure where he got it, but that...
But he immediately buckled when that went off of him. Looks like Shane's going to be all right. The count to Taylor Holthouse is 2-2. Oh, so he's saying it maybe just kind of grazed.
Ooh, off his hand? That's what it was. Off his right hand.
Yeah, yeah. Just off his hand, because I saw him. He was kind of, that whole right arm was kind of sagging when he walked around.
Different area where we were thinking it hit him, but off that hand.
Two balls, two strikes. Ready to go. And that pitch in the dirt, and they come full at 3-2.
Shane's going, okay, I can try this again.
Exactly. Three balls, two strikes.
That Shane is a competitor, isn't he?
He is. He is. If you're doing any kind of drafting, you want him on your team. And absolutely, just missing with the pitch on the outside corner is Ethan Vogt. And Taylor Holthouse is going to walk for the second time today.
And that's the way, you know, like years ago when they used to draft. You draft two pitchers, you could draft a catcher, mm-hmm, two catchers if you wanted to. And I always said years back, I said, if you want to get drafted to go to a state tournament, be a pitcher-catcher,
because mm-hmm,
you get a double chance of making it into the state tournament. And I'll tell you, years back, that's the way it was. You drafted a good pitcher, that was also a good catcher.
Yes.
Or vice versa.
Throw over to first, and Taylor Holthouse back safely. Riley Boyd at the plate, and Riley takes a ball low, 1-0. Lakers looking for their first hit. Actually, they do have one hit today. I do have them. Cody Stick had an infield single. Here's Boyd. We'll follow this one back and over our heads.
We're not a bit worried today with foul balls, are we?
No. No, we got a big big screen, metal cage, actually.
Yeah, could be in a cage match up here. Randy.
That's right. You have to be very short. Boyd will take a little bit low for a ball, and now 2-1 to Riley Boyd. Two balls, one strike. Taylor Holthouse takes his lead again at first. And Voigt swings at one that's down and just about in the dirt. And the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. A lot of Lake Henry blue here. A lot of Avon Laker yellow. Voigt slaps this one into right field. That's a solid base hit. Taylor Holthouse, he's digging for third. Here comes the throw into the infield. And that's not in time. Now going to second, it'll be Riley Voigt, as Grant Ludwig had a roll off his glove. He came out because he saw the throw was offline. We'll see. They're going to give an error to Lake Henry on that throw. There are two errors up on the board now.
He's kind of watching. Ethan was backing him up. He wasn't too far from the ball, but Grant just kind of left the ball roll away, didn't really go after it.
And Riley Voigt goes to second.
Boyd, he noticed that right away. He rolled about 10 feet away, and he took second base on that.
So an error on the Lake Henry Lakers, and the Avon Lakers with a threat here. Runners at second and third. Two outs. Josh Becker takes a strike called 0-1. Josh Becker took the first pitch he saw in his only at bat and popped it up to Jason Campson at second. There's a strike called and 0-2 to Josh Becker. No balls, two strikes, top of the third, no score. And strike three call. Becker is caught looking. That will end the Avon Laker third. No runs, one hit, one error, and two left on base. We played 2.5. Lake Henry, Avon, we're scoreless. From Maple Lake, we're back in a minute.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. American staples and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts in the agronomy department a call to do some crop scouting for your soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all the teams participating in this year's Region 15 Seed Tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Stearns County Baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agricultural, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be, contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority, with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And a pleasant good Sunday morning to you. We're at 24 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. Our temperature reading is at 66 degrees, bright sunshine here in central Minnesota. More exciting baseball action from Maple Lake. We take you back to Randy and Don.
Thank you, Cy. Bottom of the third inning, Adam Yeager, the number 9 hitter for Lake Henry. He'll lead it off. Adam puts a little bunt down the third baseline. It'll go foul and 0-1. The ball's one strike to Adam Yeager. It'll be Yeager, Shane Campson, and Josh Campson here in the third. No score. We're getting some official scoring changes, too. Apparently, they gave an error on Cody Stick's hit back in the second inning. So the Avon Lakers only with one hit so far. And bloop down the third baseline. That goes foul again. No runs, three hits, and now three errors for Lake Henry. No runs, a hit, and no errors for Avon. Pitch inside to Adam Yeager, and the count at 2-2 now to the right fielder for the Lakers. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch from Pickleman, that's inside a ball, and 3-2 now.
It's kind of a pitcher's name, isn't it? Pickleman.
It is. 3-2 the count. Yeager chops it back to Pickleman on the mound. He'll glove it and throw to first. 1-3 in the putout.
Nice play by Pickleman, just to backhand it coming off the mound like that, wasn't it?
Yeah, and he stayed at the peak on the mound. He didn't come off of it all. That'll bring Shane Campson to the plate. Shane struck out in his first at-bat today. The pitch to Campson. He'll follow this back and out of play, and the count 0-1 to Shane.
Kind of got to hurt your hand, though, too, if you grab that bat, unless you got it up a little higher off of it.
Oh-1 the count to Shane Campson. Big breaking ball from Pickleman. That's a little bit high, says the home plate umpire, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. There's a shot up the middle, a solid base hit for Shane Campson. For the Lakers, fourth hit today. And Josh Campson to the plate. Josh Campson, base hit in his first at-bat, went to second base on a wild pitch and then was called out going to third on an interference call. Swings and misses at the first pitch. Strike one.
This is Lake Henry's 15th state appearance since 1959.
Wow.
It's a pretty good run. And in the teens, they've only missed 14 and 16, the year 14 and the year 16 in the state tournament since 2010.
Pitch is fouled back by Josh Campson. And the count at 0-2. Well, it's two strikes.
Runner-ups in the state in 2017.
That was a fun week.
That was a lot of baseball.
A lot of baseball that final week. Unbelievable. Campson will swing and miss at the high fastball. He's out on strikes. Two outs. And here comes Matt Quaid. Quaid was given a base hit on his only at bat today after Josh Campson was ruled out in an interference. The official score tells us it's a base hit for Quaid. So one for one, Matt Pickleman with the base runner, Shane Campson at first. He goes on the first pitch, and that hits Quaid, and that'll put runners at first and second for Lake Henry with two outs. So you think by Campson maybe taking off might have distracted Pickleman just a little bit?
Maybe it did, yeah. Kind of let go of that one a little bit early, I think, that curveball.
So if somebody's hitting fairly good for you in the lineup, is Jason Campson having a good last couple weeks?
Jason Campson, yeah. He's right around 250, a couple home runs in the regional, so I don't think you want to just get to him.
Exactly. There's a pitch, a called strike, and 0-1 to Jason. The ball, it's one strike. Shane Campson leads from second, Matt Quaid at first. Philippi's going to play behind Matt Quaid, and that pitch bouncing past Jason Campson and the catcher, Holthouse, and goes to the screen, and the runners move up to second and third. That's another wild pitch by Pickleman today.
I tell you, Campson was coming around third. He put the brakes on. He got into that slippery stuff.
Oh.
Lucky he didn't pull a groin there yet. You know, it could happen.
The fans are buzzing here in Maple Lake. One ball, one strike, two outs, two on. Campson ground ball hit weakly to second. Riley Voigt up with it. Throws to first, 4-3 in the put out of Jason, and that'll do it for Lake Henry's threat here in the third. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two left on base. We played three. It's Lake Henry and Avon scoreless. We're back in a minute.
Farmers, you work long hours to harvest the food that people around the world rely on every day. Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, was built with you in mind, and we're proud to provide your insurance protection today and tomorrow. That's why we're taking this moment to say a heartfelt thank you for all you do. Trust in farming. Trust in tomorrow. For all your farm insurance needs, see a local Painesville Mutual Insurance Company agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Looking for good home cooking? Then head to Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry for a noon lunch special. Served Tuesday through Friday. The portions are for big appetites, so come hungry or order off the menu if you choose. Head to Sportsman's Den on Saturday from 5 until 9. It's buck and a half burgers or fries and canned beers for $2. Planning a special event like a birthday party, wedding, or anniversary? Give Cindy a call at 243-4546 and book a day that fits your event at Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry.
And we're now at 17 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. 66 our current temperature here in Albany. Beautiful sunshine here in central Minnesota. More exciting baseball action coming your way from Maple Lake. It's Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen.
Cy, thank you very much, and welcome back to Maple Lake. Had a nice drive up here this morning. Don, thanks for going 90 miles an hour.
I wanted to get you here.
No, it's a very...
It's just a pleasant drive.
About 45 minutes from home. And
yeah, roughly, yep. We didn't even stop on the way.
No.
To get you a donut.
Yeah, which would have been nice.
Could have. But I figured we'd get here, we'd have something to eat, but yeah. We'll wait.
I'm glad you drove because I forgot my billfold.
That was very convenient.
Yeah, and I almost forgot the equipment. Yes.
Yeah, we open up the back. Randy's going to jump in the car. I said, well, are you taking anything with today, or are we going to?
We got these chairs.
Shouting.
Yeah. Cody Stick at the plate, and the first pitch to Cody, a ball. There's a strike call to Cody, and 1-1. They ruled Cody's infield chopper in air back in the second inning, and now here's a little chopper over to third base. And that is a foul and a strike in the count 1-2. Stick, Phillippe, and Reed Voigt here in the fourth. Ethan Boat's pitch outside, and the count 1-2.
So that's what grandkids do, don't they, huh? When they stay over by your place, it kind of gets you forgetful, doesn't it?
You pay more
attention to them than what you're supposed to be doing.
Right. So. Fly ball to left field. Nick Dingman towards the line makes the catch for the out.
So you had your little granddaughter Phoebe?
Yeah. Watching Phoebe all day. So
that was nice, wasn't it?
You bet. Grandpa and Grandma got some time with the granddaughter. One out, and Carter Phillippe to the plate. Line drive by Carter to our right field. Might be the game's hardest hit ball, although Yeager did have a pretty hard hit shot up the middle, but Phillippe lined it out to Yeager in right.
Yes, he did.
And he folds it to the backstop in the count 1-0-1. The ball's one strike. There's a strike called, and now 0-2 to Phillippe.
Do you think over the years Ethan has lost some velocity? That doesn't really look like it too bad.
No. And I know he was having some arm trouble partway through his career, but it seems like he's
got that taken care of the way it looks. He's throwing good. Throws hard yet.
The 1-2. Just missing on the corner, and the count 2-2.
Spots his pitches well now. I don't think he relies completely on his hard fastball to strike people out anymore. So
here's a foul to the backstop, and the count stays 2-2. You think about where Ethan's all pitched from Sox Center High School. He pitched for, I believe, Wilmer Community College, and then went to the University of Minnesota, pitched at the U of M, pitched in the Northwoods League. Here's a foul ball right into the Lake Henry dugout. And then back in the amateur ranks again.
Correct.
And now he and his brother and family are part of a big dairy operation over the Volk Family Farms. Three balls, two strikes. The count to Carter Phillippe batting with one out. And Carter ground ball to short, deep in the hole. Quade to the backhand's got to rush it, and he's not going to get him. Ball gets by the first baseman, Wessel. Here's the throw to second, and Phillippe is out. And Jason Campson comes up. I think he got spiked in the hand, and you can see he's bleeding there, so he's going to have to come off the field. As he took a spike into the right hand.
Looks like there's a finger out of place, doesn't it?
Or, yeah, a dislocation. But he is coming off the field right now. No, I think there's just some blood maybe that he got a cut on that hand. So Lake Henry's going to have to do something here with Jason Campson coming out of the game with that injury right now. Why don't we do this, Don? We'll take a 1 minute timeout, and we'll be back with more baseball from Maple Lake back in a minute.
For all of your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call, serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tilling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to the area teams in this year's baseball tournament. Your smile with healthy teeth makes a first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime. The team at Albany Family Dentistry can assist you with all your dental needs to keep your teeth and mouth healthy. They offer comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-ray, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, teeth whitening, and so much more. Put your dental health in the care of Albany Family Dentistry. For an appointment, phone 845-2032. Best of luck to all the area teams from Albany Family Dentistry.
And a pleasant good morning to you. 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, we're at 66 degrees and sunshine here at the station in Albany. More exciting state tournament action coming your way from Maple Lake. It's Randy Rothstein and Don Heinen.
Cy, thank you very much. Yep, they're still working on Jason Campson's hand. We can see that there was a gash in the hand. So what they're going to do, I don't know. Sam Hupfer was getting loose. We still haven't had, I guess, any replacement yet. But that right hand, Don, when you have a cut on it and throwing with it and then batting with it, it's...
Yeah, it depends upon where it is. If it's in that crease between the index and the thumb, it kind of looked like that's where it was bleeding off the index finger. Unless he got it stretched too far, he might have tore some skin.
So one may wonder, because it was an overthrow at first, and they gave Phillippe a hit. And then the ball got away from Carter Wessel, so Carter threw to second as Phillippe was going to second. And then Jason put the tag on him. He's coming back in the game. Jason put the tag on him, but that was his right hand, his bare hand. So Phillippe's spike was up in the air, and that's where he caught the spike on the free hand up in the air.
Yeah, must have. It looks like he's got it taped up. And
looks like maybe the index and like your pointer finger?
Yeah. Sure. We'll have to look once we can see where the tape is.
So Phillippe's retired on the play. 3-4. Two outs. And Reed Voigt at the plate. The first pitch to. No error on the play. One ball, one strike. The count to Reed Voigt. Campson's got some white tape on that finger and tape it up now, worried about later.
That's exactly right, Randy. You watch these guys. They play through pain, don't they?
They do. Two balls, one strike, the count to Reed Voigt. He walked in his first at bat. There's a strike called. Pitch from Ethan Vogt. And the count 2-2.
And you do that as an amateur player. Oh, you do play through pain. You play through injuries and ankle sprains or whatever it is just to play baseball, you know. And this is, you don't get this chance too often.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Then you get up and you work in the morning.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Two balls, two strikes, the count.
They got this all backwards. We should have been retired when we played baseball and worked now when we couldn't play baseball.
That's
right?
True. That's true. Voigt will take low for a ball and 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Ethan's pitch, and a swing and a miss. Voigt's out on strikes. That'll end the Laker fourth. No runs, one hit, no errors, and no one left on base. 3.5 innings. Lake Henry and Avon scoreless. We're back in a minute.
Dan Zimmerman here, the old partner at the Willembring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman Law Firm. I'd like to say a word about my partner, Bo Pyrus, another fine litigator and corporate attorney in our firm. Though Bo originally is a city slicker raised in Eden Prairie, he had the good fortune to marry a young lawyer from Rockville and now is raising a family here. Bo has been with us long enough to know the difference between a heifer and a cow and has been doing a great job for clients in Chasm Country. Keep listening to Chasm to hear more about our firm.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Please contact Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty. With over 40 agents and 9 office locations, we can service all areas to meet your needs. We also specialize in vacant land, commercial, and lake home sales. Please visit www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs.
Good morning to you. 8 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, we're at 66 degrees, bright sunshine here at the studios in Albany. And we're on our way to a high, expected high of about 73 today. With that, we take you back to Maple Lake. More exciting baseball action, state tournament action. It's Randy and Don.
Cy, thank you very much. Welcome back to Maple Lake. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Had a little bit of everything. Had an interference call. I had some pass balls already and injuries.
I've seen Jason had his thumb and index finger taped up, so I imagine that spike probably, if he got the steel spike, it probably ricocheted off of one finger onto the next, and lucky he didn't get cut worse.
Nick Dingman at the plate, the count 0-1, and Dingman will take that breaking ball outside and the count one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Here's a chopper down the first baseline. Pickleman comes off the mound. The underhand flip to Phillippe. And 1-3 in the putout of Nick Dingman. First out here in the fourth, Carter Wessel to the plate. Carter had a base hit in his first at bat. Just blooped one over Matt Meyer at third down the left field line.
Not getting real good wood off of Pickleman here.
No, they're not.
Changing speeds well.
Adam Yeager's got the best rip off of him. That was a hard single up the middle, but that's been it.
Shane Hampson.
It was pretty Shane did too. That's correct. Yep. And the pitch inside corner, it's a strike two, 0-2.
It's a lot off that curveball, doesn't it?
Really does. 0-2 the count with one out. Pickleman pitch inside and low, and the count 1-2.
Looks to me like Carter kind of crowds the plate a little bit. You look where his left foot is in the batter's box, where a lefty's right on top of that line, right foot right on the inside of that line.
One ball, two strikes. Here's a shot by Wessel to first. Phillippe up with it. Carter will run it to the bag, and two outs. Three unassisted there, and Savelko to the plate. Aaron Savelko. His first at bat today. 3-6, so he bounced into a fielder's choice. Two outs, nobody on. There's a breaking ball. That's a strike, and 0-2 now. No balls, two strikes. Pickleman delivers. A little bit high for a ball in 1-2. We'll have baseball following this game today. New Munich and Marble. At about 1:30 over on our FM, DDG, Kirby Hemish will have Cold Spring Springer baseball as they take on Victoria. Savelko swings and misses. He's out on strikes, and that'll do it for Lake Henry here in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We have played four. Lake Henry and Avon scoreless. We're back in a minute.
Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment. Massey Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.
Hey, that's a really nice water bottle.
You think? Check out this t-shirt, too.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
I got it from Promotional Resources, Inc. They made our entire company's cool new shirts and water bottles with our logo on them. As they say, they're in the business of promoting your business. You should check them out.
I will. How do I find them?
Go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net. They'll hook your business up with almost any promotional item you can think of. And you can get 15% off if you mention you heard this ad on Chasm. Promotional Resources, Inc. In the business of promoting your business.
And we're approaching 12 noon, but 4 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 66 degrees. Sun's starting to fade behind the clouds here at the studios in Albany, getting a little bit on the cloudy side. But on our way to about 73 today, expecting 51 tonight. And then tomorrow, looking for a daytime high of 80 with lots of sunshine. Back to Maple Lake with more exciting baseball action. It's Randy and Don.
Thank you, Si. Top of the fifth inning. Avon Lakers' Carter Holthouse at the plate. First pitch from Ethan Vogt. A ball. There's ball two. They called it a strike. Boy, that umpire likes that high strike today.
Yes, he does.
1-1 the count. Shot into left field, and that's a solid base hit for Carter Holthouse as it hits that water puddle right behind Quade at short, and Holthouse with a leadoff single.
Still a little after effects from that inch and a quarter rain there, isn't
it? Yes. So for the Lakers, their third hit today. It found the water puddle and stopped. That'll bring the leadoff hitter Matt Meyer to the plate, and Matt is 0-2 so far. Matt reached on an error in the first and then a ground ball to third and looks to bunt, puts it right back to Vogt on the mound. Ethan's going to underhand flip it to Carter Wessel and 1-3 in the putout. Lakers get a runner in scoring position.
That was a nice play by Ethan Vogt. Everybody should watch that. He fielded that bunt up the line to make sure that he didn't one-hand glove it or pick it up with his bare hand. He actually had his glove and scooped with his other hand to make sure he had the ball. Nice play by Ethan.
And up at the plate, Caleb Curry, their number two man, with Carter Holthaus in scoring position at second. A check swing chopper to third. Grant Ludwig in on the grass, throws out Curry, 5-3 on the putout. Nice play by Grant Ludwig, and I think Curry would like to have that at bat back. And that check swing.
And that almost worked for him. Yeah, he had to make a good play on that. Ludwig had third base to get Caleb Curry. He was scurrying down that line pretty quick.
That will bring number three hitter Taylor Holthaus to the plate. Taylor has walked twice so far. Here's a ground ball to third. Grant Ludwig up with it over to first. 5-3 on the putout of Holthaus, and that will do it here in the fifth. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on, after five, four and a half. It's no score. Avon and Lake Henry, we're back in a minute.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation, wishing all the best to the teams in this year's Minnesota Amateur Baseball Tournament. They all worked hard to get to this point. If you can, get out to the games and cheer on your home teams or tune into Chasm for live broadcast. The 2019 Minnesota Amateur Baseball Tournament games are played in Dassel, Delano, and Maple Lake this year. West Central Sanitation is a proud sponsor of the games aired on KASM.
Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville invites you to stop by and give our breakfast a try. Or, if you're not a morning person, there's always the famous noon lunch and evening dinner specials. Queen Bee's is your connection when you are hosting a party, wedding, or special event. Queen Bee's will cater the food and are also licensed to serve your partygoers with a full bar. Call Queen Bee's in Painesville today and book your special event. Phone 243-3975. That's 243-3975.